Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
John Jaquish is... He is the inventor of OsteoStrong devices and the X3 system. He is a business partner of the world-famous one-of-a-kind Tony Robbins, and he is the author of Weightlifting is a Waste of Time. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So I develop physical medicine products. Or at least that's what I've been doing. And I do a lot of supporting stuff. I put out a lot of my attention goes to our YouTube channel, the Jaquish Biomedical YouTube channel. So I make a lot of videos that just give people some free advice, like what to eat, what not to eat, and why. I think a lot of people think they have a healthy nutrition programming, and they don't, because they don't realize what healthy is. So that's part of it. And then of course I work with a lot of my time, not necessarily my public time, but a lot of my time goes into helping professional athletes. So my first invention was called OsteoStrong. That's for bone density. My second invention, X3, that's for maximizing strength and muscle. So I work with a lot of NFL teams. And NFL teams, they're not really lifting weights anymore. They're doing variable resistance. And it is because it is the most efficient way to train. You get the highest training effect with the lowest risk of injury. And one of the issues when you become strong is you lift heavier weights. Heavier weights come with a greater risk of injury. And so you won't meet many really strong people that can do things like this. Because, right? Like they have pain in their shoulders. That's why.
And when did you figure this out?
Ultimately, it was gradual, because I developed OsteoStrong, and that took a couple of years. And so that's the bone density technology. And the way it works is you put axial force through the kinetic chain here, but the kinetic chain has to be set up. And I don't know how many people are listening to this or watching this, but I'm just going to visually demonstrate. So I'm putting my arms out in front of me. This is the way I would either produce or absorb the greatest amount of force. So 120 degree angle between upper and lower arm, back of the hand in line with the clavicle. When I'm in that position, I can generate the most force. So that was used to trigger bone density. Because we isolate those positions, and you're basically 7 times stronger in that position than you would be at the bottom of a movement. So, and after understanding that, it was like, wow, like weightlifting is a waste of time. And that's the title of my book, or one of my books. And now I didn't say resistance training is a waste of time. I said weight training, weightlifting is a waste of time. And the reason is when you lift a weight, it's the same weight at the top versus the bottom, but your capability is so different. So basically, and this is, I'm going to quote Peter Attia, Dr. Peter Attia in this. The problem with weightlifting is you overload joints and underload muscle. And what Dr. Attia is saying is you're basically getting slightly injured while you do this every time, and you're really not stimulating much. And the stronger you get, the worse that ratio becomes. So really strong people, they can't raise their arm over their head because they have shoulder pain. Whereas I'm really strong and I can, you know, raise my arms above my head. I don't, tears don't come to my eyes when I go to put a t-shirt on. So, and I mean, and this, let's also be honest, Lifehack did a study last year, which shows that 90% of people who start a strength training program quit within 90 days. Did they quit because they got great results?
Maybe, but probably not.
Yeah, I would say there's a 0% chance of that happening. So they quit because it didn't do shit. And the reason it didn't do shit is all the stuff I'm talking about. Like either you make a little bit of progress in the beginning and then it stops because inherent exercise risk. And also, what is never discussed in fitness talking points is subconscious concern for injury. Why do power lifters, before they go to lift, why do they scream? Why do they slap themselves in the face? I mean, they're like trying to distract themselves from the fact that in the next 30 seconds, they might have a career-ending injury. They don't want to focus on that. So they're trying to focus on just the lift, just the effort, just the 100% effort, and not the potential of injury. But of course, your subconscious is always aware of that. So there's always a bit of neural inhibition. However, when you train with variable resistance, when you have more resistance in the stronger ranges of motion and less resistance in the weaker ranges of motion, instantly your body knows, oh, there's no risk here or very little risk here. So you automatically train harder. You automatically put more effort into it. And you end up training with less time. In fact, there's a study that was done that showed more muscle growth with specifically my product, X3, but it, I mean, they describe it as variable resistance in the study. So 80% less training time compared to the American College of Sports Medicine hypertrophy, which just means muscle growth program, versus the standard X3 protocol, which is 10 minutes a day. So 80% less training time, and they grew more muscle.
So, well, that's just extraordinary.
Straight up efficiency, and you're basically getting rid of a large portion of the risk of injury. Now, you can still get injured, but you got to be pretty dumb. You got to do something wrong. You know, like, I mean, we recommend like 15, 40 repetitions because the weight at the top is a lot heavier than anything you would do in the gym. So keeping that in mind, like some people are like, oh, I'm just going to see what I can do, you know, 2 reps or whatever. Like, yeah, don't do that. Like, you want to go minimum 15 repetitions, maybe even like we have a program with Westside Barbell, who they're the ones that really made variable resistance famous. And they're the ones that also work with the NFL teams. That's sort of my entrance to the NFL culture. They go lower repetitions, but their programming is meant for like the strongest people in the world, because that's who they train. So, okay. Yeah. There might be a little bit more risk there if you go down the path of the Westside Barbell X3 program. But like, you know, when somebody gets the product, just start with the programming that comes with the product, which is a little less intense than the Westside Barbell program.
Fair enough. So you referenced that study, and that doing variable resistance training, smaller amounts of it, actually promote greater muscle growth than traditional weight training at longer, greater
periods of time? Almost in every case, the most powerful stimulus is going to give you the strongest adaptive response of the body. So for example, if you give a really hard abrasion on your hand for a brief period of time, you build strong calluses. But if you have a low abrasion on your hand, it's not a callus, it's a blister. Another example, the minimum dose response for bone density growth in the hip is 4.2 multiples of body weight. That's the minimum. Like if you're not getting 4.2, you're not doing anything.
So if I'm not putting 4.2, explain that to me differently. If I'm not putting enough resistance on it, my bone is just going to either stay the same or start to weaken?
Yeah.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
But the world record squat is 4 times body weight for the heavyweight division. So it's actually held by a friend of mine, Matt Wenning. So Matt weighs 300 pounds and his squat is 1,200 pounds. So even the world record doesn't get to the minimum for triggering bone growth. However, gymnasts, when they do a dismount from the uneven bars, they can get to 10 times body weight. But it's high impact. So my medical device, OsteoStrong, the purpose of that was to give impact level force in a safe way. So you load the body in a very slow and controlled manner, and you use your body's own biofeedback, your own neural inhibition, to determine if you can create more force than you did last time. And because of the adaptive responses, it basically, you are able to put more force through bone. So you get a measure of functional bone performance each time you do a session. And the sessions are about 1 week apart. Now, there is also research that shows only one loading cycle is required to trigger this. One loading cycle of the proper force. So we've got the evidence of calluses. We've got the evidence of bone. How about when's the best time to get a tan? If you want that adaptive response, when the light is the most intense, you only have to go outside for 10 minutes in July and you get a tan. Well, if it's a sunny day in December, you can sit outside in a lawn chair the whole day and you won't get a tan. So that's the difference between like volume training and high intensity training. You'll get an amazing result from high intensity training. You know, volume training, it's a low intensity stimulus and you have to do it all the time. And there's about half of like bodybuilders that train that way, but not a lot of science in bodybuilding. But as far as like athletes, there's no athlete in the world that trains like that. all athletes train with high intensity.
Right.
Variable resistance is sort of like the most intense approach. It's the greatest strategy for getting the most amount of force through a muscle in the shortest period of time, which is going to give you the best result.
So I've been an athlete my whole life. When I was a teenager, I would lift weights because I wanted to get stronger to perform as a tennis player. After I played in college, then I got into weight training and I wanted to get bigger. And so that's what I tried to do. And now I'm 47 years old and I'm not trying to get bigger. I'm trying to be as healthy as I can be and as strong as I can be for as long as I possibly can be. And I'm also interested in looking physically good and feeling physically good. Variable resistance training is a solution for all of those wants.
Absolutely. It's the best solution. Especially all the muscle I put on was after I turned 40. I'm 49 now. So, you know, it's that's important to mention. Now, I'm not like one of those people where it's like, hey, look at me. Like I'm the example. Like, I don't know. I don't really have great genetics or anything, but why is the entirety of the NFL using variable resistance? Like they have the greatest strength and conditioning coaches. I promise you the greatest strength and conditioning coaches are not making videos on YouTube.
No, I don't suppose.
they're working with the NFL. And they know like it's the most intense, the most explosive. So they're always looking for a way, how do we get more force through a muscle all while maintaining or increasing the level of safety? Because these athletes are worth millions of dollars. They're under contract. You don't want them to get hurt while they train.
No, certainly the opposite. Want to help promote recovery.
And investment. Yeah.
So they're not sore or whatever. They're not tweaking their shoulder or their back like us old guys are prone to do when we're doing things wrong, which how would I not be doing something wrong when I'm trying to carry this dumbbell and put it over my head and take it down and then move it across the gym? So I can certainly, everything you're telling me makes sense to me. Where can I, do I have to have specialized equipment to do variable resistance training? And if so, where do I find it?
So there's a couple ways you can do it. There's like some gyms, like powerlifting gyms will have chains. So you throw chains over the end of a bar and, you know, like let's say you're doing a squat, as you come up, you're picking up more links of the chain, which means the top is heavier than the bottom. Now that's the sort of the generic definition of variable resistance. The later research, the more recent research shows that the greater the ratio from top to bottom will yield a greater result. So the more intense, we have a big difference from top to bottom physiologically. So if we set it up physiologically to have a greater difference, also when you go to fatigue, you use something called diminishing range. So each repetition, you go as far as you can. So the first repetition, you're going, you know, full extension. But like, let's say I'm doing a chest press and I'm hitting 400 pounds or something like that at the top. Well, I can only do that so many times. So let's say after I hit that 400 pounds 10 times, now I'm not quite going as far, but I'm using 300. So I do a couple reps at 300 and then I can't get there anymore. Now I'm doing a couple reps at 200 and I can't get there anymore. Now I'm doing reps, you know, keep in mind, I'm a pretty strong guy, but I'm going to momentary muscular fatigue for like the sixth time in one set with a fresh muscle with 100 pounds. So that is a devastating level of exhaustion. Do you think I need another set after that? Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. And that's sort of the ultimate answer also, because when you're an NFL player, you want to train as hard as you can. You want to always be maintaining or gaining strength, but you got to have energy for the game. You know, Monday night, you can't be like, oh, everything's sore. That's not an option.
No, you need to be ready to go.
Yeah. And this is also the way that busy professionals should treat their lives. Like, you can't get in a training program where you're doing 20 sets per body part per week because you're going to spend 2 or 3 hours in the gym and you're going to be like just exhausted and dragging your feet everywhere you go. Like, that's not an option. You need to be more like an NFL player. You need to be ready to go. I also like working with NFL players because they're heavily drug tested. So you know what you're looking at is like true human development of a genetic outlier. Because, well, let's be honest, like the story of Rudy, that worked in like, you know, the 60s. Like, there's no more guys who just have more heart than everybody else out there. It's, you know, recruitment has become so prevalent that it's like everyone's gifted who's there. But you're not looking at drugs. And when you really think about the genetic differences between the guy who goes into the NFL, who most likely put on the majority of his muscle when he was, you know, 16, 17 years old in high school, because these guys, you see them like coming, you know, like coming into college. Like, there's, sometimes there's like a college freshman you watch in a college game and it's like, that guy's a freshman. He looks like he's 30. Right. And he doesn't look like he's 30 because he looks old. He looks like he's 30 because he's, you know, 220 pounds and lean. Like, how did he build all that muscle? Well, you know, better tendon attachments. But a tendon attachment issue is really the main thing that divides genetically gifted with not genetically gifted, but variable resistance evens that playing field.
All right, I'm in. Variable resistance it is. Yeah. I like it. All right, John. Well, you've given us a lot, and thank you so much for coming on. You mentioned the YouTube channel. Briefly, you talked about how people don't understand what healthy means. What is that?
Yeah, like well, I mean, people still think vegetables are good for you. I got news for you. They're not. They're fucking terrible. Like, read the book Toxic Superfoods by Sally Norton. It's just a review of like all the chemicals that are in plants that are causing chronic inflammation, cancer, all kinds of horrible stuff that we just ignore. And the reason we ignore, I mean, it's all like, why are you being lied to? You know, why were you lied to about hydration? Because, you know, the 8 glasses of water a day, that's thanks to Gatorade. It's not thanks to, you know, some altruistic scientific research. It's just meant to sell you more stuff. And, you know, Avion hopped on that piece of research and really leveraged it. By the way, Avion is naive spelled backwards. Sure, that's just a coincidence. There's so many things that we've been told. And people are like, oh, I'm so healthy. I'm so hydrated. Okay, so you're just wiping out your electrolytes every day. So actually, that's the opposite of healthy. Like, if you drink too much water, you could have renal failure. But people are dumb. They hear a half of a sentence fragment. You know, they want their health and fitness advice to fit into a meme. You know, like a 3 words in a funny picture. Okay, this is what I'm doing for health. Like, yeah, you don't know shit. If that's the approach you're taking, most people don't know shit.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So, you know, they need to learn more. They need to understand these topics. I would say they should probably subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I talk about all this stuff and I give all this information out for free. But I'm really hunting down the advice that people are given that's just terrible. And most people should be getting most of their nutrients from animal protein. Like, sorry, vegans, that's what we're meant to do. In fact, Dr. Anthony Chafee gave a great example. When it comes to type 1 diabetics who need to take insulin, medical science needed to come up with a different type of insulin than we naturally have in our bodies to digest carbohydrates, because our insulin is more appropriate for digesting meat. Well, why is that? Maybe because that's what we're supposed to be eating. So, I mean, it's a level of obviousness that I can see and that can be seen in research, but nobody's going to talk about it because, like all these other fraudulent things we've been told, just follow the money. The US government pays in some way, you know, whether it's SNAP or welfare or Social Security, I know they're very different things, but 76% of Americans are on some sort of government program where they get a monthly check, which really means if the federal government admits that what you should be eating, well, they don't give you enough money. So the government will always be incentivized to tell you that the cheapest food is the best if they're involved in feeding you at all. And they are. So that's why we're told vegetables are great for you. Yeah, because they're cheaper than topsoil.
Eat the bugs, John.
Yeah, right. Yeah, bugs. Well, it was going to be the next one, but, you know, Klaus isn't doing too well. He got fired. Klaus Schwab, yeah.
Rest in peace, Klaus.
Well, he's not dead yet.
No.
It's okay.
Maybe he's been dead for hundreds of years, John. You don't know that either.
I like that. I know where his soul is going, and it's not going to heaven.
Right, right, right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. How can people learn more about you? Where can they engage? Give us all the channels and all the websites.
Yeah, Jaquish Biomedical, Jaquish Biomedical on YouTube. And I give tons of advice. I put two big videos out a week. So it's not that tough. They're about 10 minutes each. And I cover one topic in those videos where I just either debunk something you've been told that's healthy and it isn't, or like what the optimal nutrition programs can be depending on your goals. And sometimes I, you know, like I'll talk about endurance athletes, what they should do, or strength athletes, what they should do, or why you should want to be athletic. The two greatest drivers of long life are low body fat and high amounts of musculature. So Why don't you hear that from doctors? Well, because doctors are basically just trained to write prescriptions. Like I heard from somebody during a congressional hearing last week, medical school is trade school where you're just taught all the talking points from pharmaceutical companies. That's it. Like most of medical school is prescribing. And in fact, if you want to verify that, look at how long it takes to get an MD degree versus a naturopath degree, which is the promise of a ND naturopathic doctor, is that you have the education of a physician, but you can't prescribe medication. And a lot of people like those doctors because, you know, they can't prescribe you anything. So that's not what they're going to do. And they're going to address the problems that you come in with nutrition, exercise, lifestyle. And you know, maybe they'll, if you do need something prescribed, because, you know, let's not throw the whole thing out. There are some great medications that are out there. Then they'll refer you to a standard Western medicine physician. But like when you look at the amount of time and schooling, you know, for an MD, discounting residency, 6 years. Naturopathic doctors, too. So that's basically 4 years of pharmaceutical training you receive. That's the difference.
I didn't realize
all the medical doctors I'm friends with got into it for the right reasons, but a lot of them were like, wow, like we're not doing the best thing for the patients. And so, you know, Dr. Anthony Chafee, Dr. Sean Baker, Professor Bart Kay, I think he's the smartest guy in nutrition. These are the people that others should follow. So it's not just me that's saying this. Sally Norton is another one.
So I've been giving out advice to people for a couple of years, and you could tell me if I am doing a terrible job here. I tell people that they need to eat more red meat and do more push-ups.
That's great advice.
Yeah, toughen up a little bit, eat some red meat, do some fucking push-ups, and just fucking keep doing that. And it's tongue-in-cheek, but I eat red meat every day, and I do lots of push-ups every day, so...
I like it. Yeah, I think at some point, you know, once you can do 100 push-ups in a set, like you gotta go to something heavier.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's just like, something easy to do in the morning.
I mean, well, keep in mind, most people are not doing anything.
I agree. Yes. 100, yeah. Yes. So
it's like, if you're doing nothing, yeah, push-ups are great.
It's the advice I give to people who are getting swallowed and crushed by gravity. What I figured out, John, is that gravity is slowly pulling us into the ground. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it's just happening a lot faster. I'm eventually going to end up in the ground too, but I'm going to fight it for as long as I possibly can.
I like it. Good.
Anyway, excellent. Well, John, thank you so much. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show John your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Jaquish Biomedical on YouTube and take advantage of all the great videos that John is constantly producing, and go back through and find the ones that really resonate with you. I mean, I think that we all want to be stronger. We want to feel good. We want great range of motion. We don't want to hurt ourselves. And if the NFL is employing this type of training that John's working on and talking about, then I think that it makes sense for the rest of us as well. And I certainly, you know, don't feel like just because we're talking about the NFL doesn't mean he's not talking about you, because that's exactly who he's talking about, is that right. You and I should be doing this.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's the reason I'm referencing the NFL is because I believe ultimately every guy wants that kind of strength and power and health. Also, they're drug free. Now, there'll be somebody in the comments that's like, that's not true. They do steroids all the time. Yeah, that person doesn't know what they're talking about. They drug test these guys on season, off season. It's a surprise drug test. You get a knock at your door at 3 a.m. and you have to let them know where you are at all times. In fact, I know some of them have to share their location on their phone with the World Anti-Doping Association, with WADA. So like these guys are tested, and every once in a while, like two or three of them get caught every year. So it's like, yeah, they're testing them. And if they do it, they get caught.
I love it. So once again, check out Jaquish Biomedical on YouTube, and I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, John.
Thanks.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download download the Moto Casino app today.
At Mount Carmel, every birth is a beginning of something beautiful. So, we bring together compassion and expertise to every pregnancy with a personal touch. The first step to a healthier, happier life. Learn more at mountcarmelforyou.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.